I'm Richard Hake with WNYC's series Life After Sandy. As we continue to cover what this massive storm did to the region, we are regularly checking in with the people who are putting their lives back together. 7 weeks ago, Stephen Dramalis hopped in his Honda and escaped with his life through rising floodwaters in Ocean Breeze, Staten Island. Since then, he's been unable to live in his modest house, which was severely damaged. Reporter Jim O'Grady has been talking to Dramalis about the slow grind of recovery and how much it costs.
Dramalis has been working nonstop since Sandy to remove debris. But even after all that work, his situation hasn't changed much since an assessment he made while standing on his block a few days after the storm.
Waiting for FEMA, waiting for insurance companies. They haven't called me back. And trying to live with friends here and there, and I slept in my car a few nights.
He's still waiting to hear from National Flood Insurance, the federal program that insures him through a private company. An adjuster came to his house 3 weeks ago to do an inspection, and the company says it has issued a preliminary report on his claim, but he won't receive a settlement until there's a final report. I asked Dramalis, why not just come up with a number?
Don't ask me. I think it's just wasting time.
He has heard from his homeowner's insurance. That company says it'll pay a total of $1,170 to cover wind damage to his roof and a large storage shed behind his house. He says that's a fraction of what it'll cost to replace two skylights, patch the shingles, and buy a new shed.
I'm getting screwed. I know it. But what am I going to do?
That's a new tone for Dramalis. Resignation. He's spent $8,000, all of his savings, to remove ruined sheetrock, rebuild a bathroom, and clear the many yards of sewage that backed up into his pipes. He just borrowed $2,000 from a friend for a boiler to keep the house warm and prevent the pipes from freezing. Dramalis, a 46-year-old city worker, did get money from FEMA to pay for a 10-day hotel stay. He's asking National Flood Insurance for an advance on his claim. He figures he needs $10,000 to make his home livable again. But not only was that request denied, he says the company seems to have lost his original claim.
I text the adjuster, he texts me back with a claim number, which I called National Flood again, and they have nothing on file. So as of now, National Flood doesn't know anything about it.
Again, FEMA administers the National Flood Insurance Program. FEMA spokesman Don Caetano won't comment on Dramalis' case, citing privacy concerns. He says National Flood Insurance has received about 55,000 claims related to Sandy. He doesn't know how many of those have been settled, but he says $463 million has been paid out so far. That's little comfort to Dramalis.
They should be a little faster. I mean, it's $463 million. I don't know where it went, but none came my way.
My Home Depot card's maxed out. My credit card, I'm maxing out, and I can't do it anymore.
I'm literally getting sick of New York.
So what does that mean?
What does that mean? I think I want to get out. Go down south. Get it over with.
That's new, too. Until now, Dramalis has been adamant about staying in Staten Island. But frustrations with insurance have him dwelling on the one-bedroom condo he owns in Florida. It's a mile from the beach and safe from flooding. Dramalis thinks he won't be able to sell his home on Buell Avenue, but maybe he can rent it and move to South Florida, where it's 80 degrees in December.
I just seen a picture of my great niece. She was on Santa's lap at the mall, but she had shorts on and a tank top.
All that warmth is enticing to a guy who spent a lot of time lately in raw weather and on the phone with government bureaucrats and customer service agents. The question for Dramalis comes down to this. Even if he does get the money to finish rebuilding, can he afford to keep living in a New York City flood zone?
You know, God knows what's going to happen in the future with the flood insurance and everything. Am I going to pay a couple $1,000s more for flood insurance now? So I'm going to wind up paying it back in 15 years if I stay here, paying all that money back that they gave me for insurance.
That's the calculation underlying his plan B, which would be to retire in May from the City Department of Transportation, collect the small pension that comes after 10 years on the job, rent his Staten Island house, and move to Florida. That's when New York City's population, thanks to Sandy, could lose one more person.
That's WNYC's Jim O'Grady reporting on Staten Island. WNYC's Janet Babin joins us now to talk more about flood insurance. Hi, Janet.
Hey, Richard.
So what should homeowners like Stephen Dromalis do if they're having trouble getting response from FEMA?
Well, I spoke to FEMA, and FEMA says that he should keep calling. Call FEMA and call his agent to keep bugging FEMA so that he gets some answers.
But what about a time frame? I'm sure he's not alone. He's running out of hotel money. We've heard other people are, too. He's looking to get $10,000 to get his electrical back, and then he can move back into his house. How long will this take?
Well, Richard, FEMA says the standard amount of time it should take for everything to happen, from the adjuster coming to your house to wrapping up and getting your money, is 60 days.
Now, if you have private insurance, would that be taken care of already?
Well, private insurance is a bit different. It's so expensive to get private insurance, flood insurance, that most people have it through the National Flood Insurance Program.
So why would private insurance companies even offer it then?
Private insurance companies offer it because a lot of times their agents can get a commission to sell the National Flood Insurance Program's policy. And so companies can get some money, about 29%. Of the premium goes back to the company in the form of profits. So that's why they do it.
So say you have flood insurance. What's the typical amount of money you're going to get?
Well, FEMA only pays on a single household, a single family household, up to $250,000. And that does not include the land that you're building on or that your house is on. This is only for the structure itself. So the average payout that FEMA offered last year was around $21,000. But FEMA does say that for individual events, like after Katrina, the payout rose. It spiked to about $100,000.
Now, I'm assuming in some communities, a lot of those houses are worth a lot more than $250,000. Does this mean we're going to see some of these million-dollar stretches of beachfront with little homes being built on them?
Well, what's happened a lot in the past is that you end up with even bigger structures on these areas, because what happens is developers come by and the person with the small beachfront cottage maybe can't afford to rebuild. So they sell their land to a developer that then builds big on this property.
Now, everyone's fearful that the price of flood insurance is going to go up after Sandy. Is that going to happen, do you think?
Well, I'm told that it is going to go up. FEMA says it will go up, but it's not because of Sandy. It's actually because of this Bigger Waters Flood Insurance Reform Act that was signed by President Obama back in August. It addressed some of the issues with the National Flood Insurance Program, that it continues to be insolvent, it's lacking in funds. And so portions of this bill are going to require that homeowners pay more for flood insurance, but not because of Sandy.
WNYC's Janet Babin. Janet, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.
For more on life after Sandy, including pictures, maps, and video, visit our website at WNYC.org. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.